We base it off of Romans 5, where the Word of God says, knowing that we glory in tribulations, knowing that tribulations work in patience, and patience brings us experience, and experience gives us hope, and hope makes us not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. The Bible says that faith is the substance of the things that we're hoping for, the evidence of things not seen. So tonight, with the help of the Lord, we're going to look at 1 Peter chapter 3, focusing on verse number 15. The Apostle Peter says, "But sanctify the Lord God in your hearts, and be ready always to give an answer to every man that asketh you a reason of the hope that is in you with meekness and fear." Father, I ask you, Lord Jesus, to be with us tonight as we teach your word, Father God. May the words that proceed out of my mouth bring edification, exhortation, and comfort to every hearer, Father God. Use me as a vessel for your glory, and we'll never cease to give you glory and honor for all that you've done, what you're doing, and everything you're yet to do. And we'll never cease to give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. You know, the Apostle Peter first says to us to sanctify the Lord God in our hearts. That means to sanctify is to set apart or to cleanse ourselves and be ready always to give an answer, you know. So the first thing we're looking at tonight is the readiness of the mind, first and foremost. The prophet Isaiah said that he will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed upon the Lord because he trusteth in the Lord. So first we're going to look in Acts chapter 20, verse number 19. The apostle writes, "Serving the Lord with all humility of mind and with many tears and temptation, which befell me by the lying in wait of the Jews, and how I kept back nothing that was profitable unto you, but have showed you and have taught you publicly and from house to house." You know, the apostle, he had a ready mind to give the people an answer. You know, recognizing that not only are we to have a ready mind, but we're to be ready to minister, the minister himself. And the Apostle Paul, speaking to his student Timothy in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse number 21, he says, "If a man therefore purge himself from these, he shall be a vessel unto honor, sanctified and meet for the master's use, and prepared unto every good work. Flee also youthful lust, but follow righteousness, faith, charity, peace, with them that call the Lord out of a pure heart." Remember, we're sanctifying the Lord God in our hearts and being ready always to give an answer. We find that we have a ready mind. We're ready to minister because God has given us the ministry. And 1 Peter chapter 5, verse number 2, the Apostle Peter says this. He says, "Feed the flock of God which is among you, taking the oversight thereof, not by constraint, but willingly, not for filthy lucre, but of a ready mind, neither as being lords over God's heritage, but being examples to the flock. And when the chief shepherd shall appear, you shall receive a crown of glory that fadeth not away." He says, "Likewise, ye younger, submit yourselves unto the elder. Yea, all of you be subject one to another, and be clothed with humility, for God resisteth the proud and giveth grace to the humble. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time." You know, one of the things the Lord was speaking to my heart about is meekness isn't weakness. God has called us to be submissive. We're being submissive to those that are an authority over us. We're being submissive to one another. The Bible says for us to submit to one another in the fear of the Lord. So we find that the apostle says, the apostle Peter says, we're sanctifying the Lord God in our hearts and we're ready to give an answer because we have a ready mind. Because we have a ready mind, we're ready to minister. Because we're ready to minister, we can operate in the ministry that God's called each and every one of us to walk in. But not only he didn't stop there, he said, always give an answer to every man that asketh you the reason of the hope that is in you. So secondly, we have the reason. Jesus said this to you and I. He said, if you abide in me and my words abide in you. Amen. So in other words, God is calling for us to put his word to practice in our lives. When we say faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God, it's because we heard the word, we let it soak deep into our hearts, and then we applied it to our lives. The Apostle Paul says in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse number 13, the word of God tells us that every man's work shall be made manifest, for the day shall declare it, because it shall be revealed by fire, and the fire shall try every man's work of what sort it was. You know, so if I'm sanctifying the Lord in my heart and I'm ready to give an answer to every man that asks me the reason of the hope that is in me, I'm revealing God's word and his presence in my life and his word being made manifest. You know, we're living epistles to be read by men. So in other words, when the word is applied, it's written before people to see. So this calls for you and I to adjust, And in 1 John chapter 3, the beloved said, in every man that hath this hope in him purifieth himself even as he is pure. Amen. Amen. So we're being sanctified. And one of the things that we need to understand as children of God, the sanctification is a process. This process may take our entire lifetime. You know, that's how he takes us from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord. So when I look at the reason that is to abide and to adjust my life, I also accept God at his word. And the Apostle Paul said in Romans chapter 15, verse number 4, he said, for whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning, that we through patience and comfort of the scriptures might have hope. Now the God of patience and consolation grants you to be like-minded one toward another according to Christ Jesus, that ye may with one mind and one mouth glorify God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Wherefore, receive ye one another as Christ also received us to the glory of God. And even though we're different, and even though we have different personalities, and even though we have different backgrounds, the reason that we can be together and fellowship together and have like faith is because we're abiding in him, we're adjusting our lives, and we're accepting his word as the counsel, and then we can minister to one another as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. I don't know about you, but grace to me means unmerited favor. The one next to you or the one that's getting on your nerves might not be the one that God doesn't want you to be rocked by that, but he wants you to have grace. He wants your grace in our lives to abound to one another, especially in the time that we're in and the time that our nation is in and the time that our world is in. It's time for grace to abound. His love and his grace and his mercy to abound in and through our lives. Amen. In other words, we're going to minister to people and accept them where they are, but we're going to love them so much and watch the Father transform and change their lives. I remember when I was young in ministry, I was getting all worn out and I was crying. I was wanting to give up because I was trying to change people. And one night I was praying, and the Lord said to me, he says, what are you doing, son? I said, I'm trying to do your work, Lord. I'm trying to change people. He says, I never called you to change anybody. I called you to love them and minister on them, and I will change them. It wasn't my job. And it was like this burden just lifted up off of my shoulder because I was trying to do something I couldn't do. And God says to us tonight that we're to have the readiness of mind, sanctify the Lord God in our hearts, and be ready to give an answer to every man that asks us the reason of the hope that is in us. But then he says, with meekness and fear. Meekness is submissiveness and kindness and mercy and grace, you know. I'm to be humble. I'm to humble myself and to humble ourselves to one another. You know, Jesus, he is our example to follow. And what did Jesus come to the earth as? A humble servant. And if I say that I'm following Jesus, then I need to be humble. So it calls for us to have reverence. And the first thing I was looking at for us to really have reverence and meekness and fear, it's going to take the sincerity of our heart. And I love what Joshua penned in Joshua chapter 24, verse number 14. He said, now therefore fear the Lord, and serve him in sincerity and in truth, and put away the gods which your fathers served on the other side of the flood, and in Egypt, and serve ye the Lord. And if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose ye this day whom ye will serve, whether the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites, in whose land ye dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. This calls for the service. And Solomon, as the preacher, in Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse number 13, he said this. He said, let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. For God shall bring every work into judgment with every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil. You know, man looks on the outward appearance, but God, he looks upon our hearts. So we have the reverence. We're serving him with sincerity. We're giving him full service. We're giving him our best. And then we take a stance, the stance that we take, that we're positioned, that we're seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, far above all principality and all power and every name named in heaven and earth. But in 1 Peter chapter 1, verse number 15, he says this, but as he which have called you is holy, so be ye holy in all manner of conversation. Because it is written, be holy, for I am holy. And if you call on the Father, who without a respect of persons judgeth according to every man's work, pass the time of your sojourning here in fear or in reverence. So what is he saying to you and I tonight? He's telling us to sanctify the Lord God in our hearts and be ready to give an answer to every man that asks us the reason of the hope that is in us with meekness and fear. This is the readiness of mind. When our mind is ready, we're ready to minister. When we're ready to minister, we step into the ministry that God has called us to. The reason of the hope is because we're abiding in him and his word is abiding in us. We're adjusting our lives to his word and we accept his word as truth. And then we reverence him with all sincerity. We give him service and we take a heavenly stance. So this is a call for readiness on our minds, of our minds, his word being the reason of our hope, manifesting a reverence for his majesty. Amen. Father, we're so grateful for your word, and we're grateful that you sent it here to accomplish what you sent it to do in our hearts and lives. Now, Father God, as we meditate upon it, Father God, may we digest the word and may it become applicable to our lives, Father God. We send your word out to the sick tonight, to those that are troubled, Father God. We speak the peace of God that surmounts every bit of understanding to guard their hearts and their minds through Christ Jesus. We know we're wrestling not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. We're taking back some property, Father God. We're taking back some territory, Father God. Your word declares that the kingdom of God suffered violence, and the violent take it back by force. We're taking back some things, Father God, that the enemy has stolen. We're taking back health. We're taking well-being back. We're taking back peace. We're taking back our children. We're taking back our relatives. We're taking back our nation. We're taking back our world, Father God, because it belongs to God. So, Lord, we thank you that you're going to accomplish everything you sent your word to do, and we'll never cease to give you praise. In Jesus' name, amen. And amen. Thank you for joining us tonight.